You can help WYXR by making a year-end tax-deductible donation. Go to newyear.wyxr.org and give right now.
Crosstown Radio Partnership between the Daily Memphian, Crosstown Concourse, and the University of Memphis.
You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee.
Mind back in 63, psychedelics made a man of me. I saw some things I can't unsee when I was tripping on LSD. When I was tripping on LSD, I hope on this we can all agree. We're all just apples on a tree. I fought Custard and Robert E. Lee when I was tripping on LSD. When I was tripping on LSD. Sometimes the mind gets so confused. Sometimes the mind is what you need to lose. I realized that back in 63 when I was tripping on LSD. When I was tripping on
are listening to the new Untitled Show with Tim and Steve. I'm Tim. Say hi to the kids, Steve.
Hey, kids.
We started our set there with Johnny Dowd doing a tune called LSD from his brand new album on Bright Spark Records. I think that's his own record label. New album called Is Heaven Real? Subtitled How Would I Know? And that particular song featured some local Memphians, Amy LeVere, Rick Steff, Jim Spake. They played all over this new album that was produced by Bruce Watson and Will Sexton here in Memphis at Delta Sonic Sound. Yeah. Great new record. I'd highly recommend checking that out. And what do you got for us, Steve?
Let's continue the theme with the rain, the park, and other things.
Mm-hmm. I saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. She could make me happy. Flowers in her hair. She crept into my mind. I knew I had to say hello. She smiled up at me. Then she took my hand and we walked through the park. She simply caught my eye.
I love the flower.
She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind. Suddenly the sun broke through.
See the
sun. I turned around, she was gone. There's one little flower in my hand, but I knew she had made me happy.
She had
flowers in her hair, flowers everywhere.
I love the
was she reality or just a dream to me? Her love showed me the way to find a sunny day.
Starfish dance under my drawbridge, and blackbirds make nest in my tree. I enjoy being a boy in love with you. I enjoy being a boy in love with you. In love with you, girl. Purple plum mansion in the midst of a strawberry stream.
was young, and then it grew. My thoughts known only by a few. A dream much too real to be leaned against too long. And all the time I guess she knew. Brass buttons, green silks, and silver shoes. Warm evenings, pale mornings, bottle blues. Ooh. Was young, and then it grew. My thoughts known only by a few. Ooh.
Welcome back to the new Untitled Show with Tim and Steve. I'm Steve Shelley. I'm here with Tim Perdome. Here's what we just played. Bat Macumba. That was Os Matantes from their self-titled album. I think that was the debut. Came out in 68. That song was written by Caetano Veloso and Gilberto Gil. It Started All Over Again. That was Brenda Lee. That was a 7-inch B-side that came out on Decca in 1962. Brass Buttons, that's Johnny Rivers singing a Gram Parsons tune from Slim Slow Slider, a Johnny Rivers LP from 1970. I Enjoy Being a Boy, that's the Banana Splits from their Doing the Banana Splits 7-inch EP. That was on Hanna-Barbera in 1969. Was that written and sung by Joey Levine, Tim?
Indeed it was.
Yeah, Joey Levine singing that. I Enjoy Being a Boy in Love with You. I had that 7-inch picture sleeve, everything. And before that, we had the Cowsills with The Fabulous, The Rain, The Park, and Other Things. That was a 7-inch that came out in 67, and it was co-written by Artie Kornfeld. Artie was the promoter and the co-creator of the Woodstock Fest. I like that little fact.
Yes. We have interesting facts for our listeners, don't we?
We're sure trying, Tim. But Tim, there's just wonderful facts going on right now with birthdays and all kinds of things. So why don't you take us into the next set?
You want me to?
Yeah.
Okay, well then, how about this song that features a double dose of birthdays? It's both Keith Richards' birthday and Bobby Keys, the sax player, on this tune by the Stones.
Chance of love. I'm in love. Okay, then, yes.
Showing no surprise.
listening to community-sponsored radio. Go to WYXR.org and donate to keep us on the air. Thank you. We just heard a whole bunch of classic rock there, a whole bunch of Stones. That was just now coming down again. From their Goat's Head Soup from 1973, featuring Birthday Boys Keith Richards and Birthday Boy Bobby Keys. For that was All I Want Is My Baby by Bobby Jamison, 7-inch from 64, written by Andrew Luke Oldham and Keith Richards, with Keith also credited as musical director on that single. For that was The Letter by Joe, well, sung by Joe Cocker from his Mad Dogs and Englishmen album from 1970. That album has Bobby Keys all over it. And we started the set off with The Stones' Happy from Exile on Main Street on Rolling Stone Records from 1972. That featured Keith Richards on guitar, bass, and lead vocals, with Bobby Keys on baritone sax and maracas.
Happy birthday, Keith Richards. Happy birthday in heaven, Bobby Keys. You played on so much great music. Thank you.
A lot of music.
Yeah. We were discussing Bobby's credits list, and it's all over the place. He played for everybody, especially in the 70s, 60s and 70s.
Too many to mention.
But there's one more birthday.
There is a birthday. Well, you know, Steve, there's a whole bunch of birthdays. We're going to keep going with the birthday celebration. Okay. Birthday,
tell me about the next one.
This is guitarist Elliot Easton killing it on one of my favorite new wave songs from 1979.
Fantastic. Let's hear it.
Thank you. Driving me wild, and I'll be happy like a newborn child.
back to the new Untitled Show. We're here on 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm Steve Shelley. I'm here with Tim Prudhomme. We just played Inside Looking Out by The Animals. That was from Animalization, a 1966 LP that was produced by Tom Wilson. That song was co-written by Birthday Boy and bassist Chaz Chandler. No Matter What, that's Badfinger from No Dice. That's an Apple album that came out in 1970, was produced by Fifth Beatle and Beatle roadie Mal Evans. We're also wishing a happy birthday to Alan Klein, who looms large in the Beatles legend. Insect Love, that's Martha and the Muffins, a 7-inch on Din disc that came out in 79, and we're wishing happy birthday to Martha Johnson. Change, that was Killing Joke from their self-titled LP that came out on Malicious Damage. I believe that was the band's own label in 1980. And we're wishing a happy birthday to Jordy Walker, who unfortunately passed in the last couple weeks. But amazing guitar player, Jordy, on Change for Killing Joke. And also a guitar player that we really enjoy. We're wishing a happy birthday to Elliot Easton. He plays on Candio, which we featured by The Cars from the album called Candio. That came out on Elektra in 79. Happy birthday, Elliot Easton.
Well, Steve, with that, we're about out of time.
It is. We are. But you know, I found a Stone song that I thought might be fun to play, Tim. It's a version of Wild Horses, a different mix that they issued a few years ago when they were doing their copyright extension. So here's a alternate mix of Wild Horses for us to enjoy as we leave.
Good night.
Good night.
This is Kirby Smooth, and you're in tune to WYXR 91.7.